Hey everyone, this is Jessica Nevins, and this is the Divine It Girl Radio Show, and this is just a special edition for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there. I'm going to make this one short and sweet, and it's just, it's a subject that's near and dear to me, and I'm sure it is to many of you out there, at least in the personal development world. We've all heard of the power of gratitude, and I think we've heard it over and over and over again, and almost to the point of it going in one ear and out the other, and how powerful the process is. And, you know, we've heard Oprah do it. We've heard, you know, Rhonda Byrne of The Secret talk about it. And, yes, it is tremendously powerful, even as you even reading an article that Tony Robbins was quoting. I can't remember who he was quoting. It escapes me right now, but that the wealthiest person is the most grateful person. And I completely align with that, and I agree with it. However, I found that sometimes when you get into a gratitude practice, that you get almost formulaic in it, and it becomes more of, oh, I just need to write these things down and be grateful for them. And while that's good to be looking at those things and saying, yes, I'm grateful for them, it's also, in some ways, not really doing the job. So that's what I'm going to touch on today. Once again, for all of you listening, and I think most of you are in the U.S., today is a holiday, Thanksgiving holiday, and it really is about being grateful for what we have and for, you know, everything that's transpired and where we're at in our lives and our families, and it really is very much a family holiday, and I will be spending the holidays with my family as well. And I just put this together for you really quick because it was on my heart. And, yes, this is a pre-record, so I'm actually recording this ahead of time. So on actual Thanksgiving Day when this airs, I will be with my family and enjoying that time. So back to the subject matter. Now, in the episode guideline, I actually mentioned, you know, gratitude and the big why. And I found that, because I've had a gratitude practice for a while, and like I was alluding to just a little while ago, I've seen it go flat at times, where it's almost like, it's not that I'm not grateful, but it's like, oh, I don't have time to do this, or it's becoming a chore, and it loses its zing to it. Because it's like I can remember when I first started doing a gratitude practice, or I took a break from it and then came back to it. And then it was all of a sudden like shiny and new and exciting and all of that good stuff, right? Yeah, well, when I get into routines, I tend to get bored. And I was talking to a good friend of mine earlier today, and we were talking about how, you know, she and I both are very into change. We love change. We get restless when we don't have it. I'm one of those people that likes to operate with a very high level of uncertainty. And that was, going back to Tony Robbins, that was something that he noted, that some people really crave certainty and some people really crave uncertainty. And I'm one of those people that craves uncertainty. So when I get into a routine, if it gets to, quote, unquote, routine, then I just check out. So I have to switch it up. So it's not that I'm not grateful. It's just that one day it became a routine, and I found myself being very robotic about it, and I thought, you know what, this isn't really what it's about. So I kind of set it aside because I didn't want to just be doing it and just going through the motions. I mean, there's no fun in that, and it also defeats the purpose. So I thought, what's the missing link? Well, there is a little bit of a missing link. The missing link was that I was writing things down that I was grateful for, and I was able to look it on paper and be like, yeah, that's cool, I'm grateful for that. But what I wasn't taking the time to do was to really dig into the why. Why am I grateful for that thing? What is it about that thing that makes me want to be grateful for it? What is it that lights me up? What is it that gets me excited? I found that when I started writing down I'm grateful for, or I feel blessed to have, or I'm truly grateful for such and such. I wrote it down, but then when I got that key little word, because, when I hit because, all of a sudden, this reason just flew in, and I started feeling what was attached to that reason. So all of a sudden, I became really appreciative. And a lot of you out there, you know, have heard on previous shows me talk about my car. At the top of this year, I was blessed to get my dream car. It's a car that I've wanted for many, many years. I had a picture on my vision board. I put, you know, under the car, this or better. Well, I got the or better. And it's just amazing, and I'm so grateful for it every day. And I was actually driving it earlier today. And I was in a moment of gratitude, like, I'm so grateful for this car. And what I trained myself to do is I went into the why. Like, why are you grateful for this particular car? Why is it? And then it started to get into the experience of it. It started getting into the feeling of it. And I started to feel why I was grateful. And when I got into the feeling, it started to expand and expand more and expand more, and then it became very joyful. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. And it highlighted in me that there's a real power in when you're writing out your gratitude list to take the time with each one and write down what you're grateful for. Yeah, that's great. But to take it a step further, write because. And as you're writing your because, and then you read it back, and you read the whole thing back, feel it. Go into the feeling that's associated with it. Go into the feeling, that joyful feeling, that excitement, like, oh my gosh, I'm so amazed, I'm so grateful, I'm so blessed, and this is why. And because whatever that thing that you're grateful for, it produced something in you that was probably a positive emotion. Or maybe on the flip side, you're grateful for a situation in your life that maybe didn't feel so good at its inception. But as you moved through it, you realize what a blessing it was. And so you're feeling massive relief. You're like, wow, oh, I'm grateful. It's like I dodged a bullet on that one. That's still a really nice emotion. There's a feeling attached to that, and it's a feeling of ease. It's a feeling of surrender. It's like, wow, thank you. You know? So really getting in deep to the feeling and the emotion that is evoked gratitude practice is absolutely key. Because the reason gratitude is so powerful is because it makes you like a lightning rod for attracting in what you really want in your life. Because when you're in that grateful state and you evoke the emotions associated with whatever you're grateful for, whether it's a person, place, or thing or experience that you had, you go back into that feeling and you create. You recreate that feeling of joy, that feeling of excitement, that feeling of bliss, whatever that positive feeling is, you go back and you're grateful for it all over again. So what happens is it raises your energetic vibration, and all of a sudden you start operating at the highest vibration, which is love. Because gratitude and love are very much, they're interchangeable, really. Because gratitude is an appreciation, and appreciation is love energy. And when you're operating in love energy, you are magnetic. You are magnetic to everything, all the desires that you want in the world. The more you can stay in that energy of joy, of bliss, of peace, you attract in what you want. So it makes you extremely magnetic, extremely powerful. But doing a gratitude practice just to get that kind of defeats the point. Doing a gratitude practice just to realize how amazing a lot of the things in your life are. And in the United States, if you live in the U.S. and you're listening to this show, you obviously have the access and the means to do it, which means that you're living an abundant life. You're able to hear this. You're able to stream it on your phone or on your laptop or on your iPad or whatever. And you're able to access the internet somewhere, regardless of whether it's at home with your own Wi-Fi or whether it's at Starbucks or wherever. But you are able to listen to it. So that's a state of abundance right there. Gratitude actually helps you to acknowledge the abundance you have in your life. The more you're grateful for the little things, the more they can expand into the big things. You know, think about it. Think about when someone is really grateful to you and you do something that is really easy and effortless for you, and it's something you consider small, and they are so grateful to you, and they are just so appreciative. It makes you feel amazing. It actually makes you want to feel like you want to give more. And that is exactly what happens energetically, is the more you're grateful for what you have, you put, it's almost like you put an antenna up that says, I'm super grateful. You know, I'm super grateful for this $20 I just got. Well, the more you're grateful for that $20 that you just got, the more it opens you up to get even more money coming to you. That's just how it works. That's just the nature of the energetics of it. That's the nature of magnetism. You know, you see these people walking around that are very vibrant, and you in they're smiling, and it's almost like they sparkle. Well, they're, you know, most of them, at least the ones I've run into, are very grateful for where they are in that moment. And they're valuing that moment, and they're just being themselves, and they're just being okay with it. And even though they might not have the perfect circumstances, they might actually have less than you, but they're loving that moment, and they're grateful for it, and they're grateful for what they have. It's a really powerful thing. So when you're looking at gratitude, don't just write down a few things and say, yeah, I'm grateful for this, this, and this. There's no charge in that. It kind of loses the emotion of it. Yes, you can look at it and logically say, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for this, and that's fine. At least it's better than nothing. However, to get the full range of the experience and to really connect with the divine and to really just feel that love vibration, which is the highest vibration and the most amazing vibration ever, then it's really more about writing the things down and taking the time with it. Like, take quality time with it to be grateful and to look at the why. Why are you grateful for that? Why are you grateful for that person? Why are you grateful for that thing? Why are you grateful that this event happened in your life? Why? When you get into the why, it opens up everything else. And all of a sudden, you start to feel better. So if you're in a place right now where things really aren't clicking, and you're just like, oh, I don't know if I can do another day of this. This is, you know, it's not looking so good. Well, this is really the time to hunker down and to do a gratitude practice. You can start with 5 things and then expand it to 10. And do it as a daily ritual. And by ritual, I mean take it seriously. Like, sit down with a pad of paper or a journal or whatever and take 15 minutes out where it's like your time. And you take the time to write these things down. And you take the time to write down the why. And you take the time to feel into that why and be like, oh, that's so amazing. I'm so blessed. Because of this. I'm so grateful because of this. And to really feel into that. And I can pretty much guarantee you that by the time you're done with it, you'll feel better. You might not feel blissful and you might not feel over the moon, but you'll feel better. If you're feeling depressed, you'll feel more neutral, or maybe you'll even feel better about your day. Now, on the flip side, if you're feeling pretty good, it's actually going to make you feel really blissful. When you get into that blissful state, you start to attract in what you really want, and it starts to come at you really fast. It can materialize really fast. Don't underestimate your own power with this. This is an amazing gift that we were given. And also, gratitude, even though when you're getting into your why, it might be something that just happened, or it might be something in the past, and you're still grateful for it. But you're grateful in this moment. You're grateful in the present moment, and the present moment is where we create from. So if you're creating good energy, and by that I mean gratitude, appreciation, and accessing whys that are grateful, whys that are invoking a very positive emotion in you, then in that present moment, you're creating a better vibration, you're creating a higher vibration, you're creating a higher positive energy, and with that, you start to attract in everything you've ever wanted. And it is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. I'm not claiming that it does, but it will make you feel better. And as you use this time and time again and start to become, make it more of a habit, you will realize you're starting to feel better and things will start to shift in your life. Because really, the power comes from inside of us. Once we shift, then everything in the external starts to shift as well. So that's the little fun size nugget for today. And by fun size, you know, since we just had Halloween like a month ago, you know, those little fun size candy bars that they hand out. This is your fun size Divine 8 Girl episode for Thanksgiving 2015. So it's just a small note to leave you with. And I wish you the very best holiday. And I hope that you will do this gratitude practice, not for anyone, but just for you. Just for you to really sit in that magical place that you deserve and to really step into your power and know that you can create a very magical, wonderful, blissful life. So I will leave you with that. And once again, I hope you have a fabulous holiday, and we will be back next week with another fantastic episode. We will be picking up the Invoking the Muse series back once again, and we've got another fabulous guest for you coming up, and I'm not going to do a spoiler alert. You're just going to have to tune in, but it's going to be good. So I will speak with you all then. Have a fabulous holiday and a fabulous week. Love and sparkles to all.